22, and it's time once again for Doctors in the House. This month, we're going to learn about some common conditions that can affect our lifestyles, like snoring, because we all deal with someone who snores in our lives, right?
That's right, true. Yeah, and people, you know, kind of want to know if snoring is an indication of other serious health problems. And here to tell us more is Dr. Ravi, ENT surgeon from Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital.
Welcome on the show, Jack. And he's a busy doc, you know, he's patients and stuff.
So let's get right down to it.
Ask your questions.
Yes, Dr. Ravi. How do I know if my snoring problem is an indication of sleep apnea?
Well, the only objective way of knowing whether you have sleep apnea or not is to do a sleep study, or what we call in medical terms a polysomnogram.
Wow.
It can be done at home or it can be done in the hospital.
Oh.
So that's the only objective way. Of course, you want to know another way is when your partner decides to throw you out of the house.
Often I feel like
that's the most reliable method.
Is there a solution at all?
It all depends on what the problem is and where the problem is. What is snoring? Snoring is basically an obstruction to airflow. Mm. And when there is obstruction to airflow, it causes vibrations of the soft tissues in the nose and in the oral cavity. Mm. And these, when they vibrate, they cause a sound. And it's also when you get obstruction in the nose and you get turbulence of air, and that causes sound.
Right.
And that's where snoring is. So you can snore from your nose or you can snore from your throat.
Oh.
So when you snore from your nose, you sound like this.
Oh, that's irritating, yeah.
When you sound from your throat, you sound like this.
That's also irritating.
Yeah,
and I bet you do.
And you snore from both, and that's what we call heroic snoring. You sound like this.
Oh my God.
And that's terrible.
Doc, you're amazing. You're an amazing snorer.
Wait, that wasn't Jason? I was confused.
Doc, are there any solutions if somebody is a snorer or even a heroic snorer?
I just asked that.
Yeah. That was the last question.
To answer both your questions.
That's Jason for you. Actually, it's more the brain than the nose.
Because he was heroically snoring.
Snoring alone is not a medical issue. It's a social issue.
Mm.
But snoring can give rise to sleep apnea. Mm. So where do you lie along the line from snoring to sleep apnea? It's difficult to say unless you do a sleep study.
Right. Yeah.
So a sleep study will tell you whether you have sleep apnea and how the severity of the sleep apnea is.
Well, can we send Jason for the sleep study? How long do you need him? Just take your time.
It's an overnight
Doctor,
study.
Do I get to put electrodes on my head and chest?
Yes.
Awesome!
Oh, I think you should do it.
I want some electrodes. I always wanted those electrodes.
But the electrodes are not going to electrify you.
Oh, is it? There's no little buzz or anything?
No buzzing.
But if you want to know more, you know, you have a snore in the house, or it could be you, or whatever the problem is, ENT related, look for Dr. Ravi at mountelizabeth.com.sg. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you. Thank you very much.